So since Smicha didn't finish the end of Hilchos Aveiros, I thought we'd finish it a little bit up here. So one of the last siman, which Smicha, or we didn't exactly cover, we covered the entire siman in like 10 minutes. So for all intents and purposes, is not exactly covering it. It's Siman Shin Sadi Tas and Shin Tav Aleph. So they deal with how Yontif is Mevato Aveiros. So I thought we'd just maybe discuss some of these halachos and some of the, just how this plays out in terms of calculating Shloshim, calculating Shiva, and we'll go through them one by one. Okay? All right, so we'll go through each. I figure we can go based on the calendar, we'll go from one Yom Tov to the next and just how it plays out. So if a person passes away more than, so the Gemara says more katan, right? So if a person passes away within 7 days of Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov comes in his Mevato Avelis, that the Gemara explains that the Simcha of the Rabbim overrides the Avelis of the Yachid, Rabbim wins, and therefore the Avelis of the Yachid is nullified. So let's just try to explain the Lumdus, I guess, of how this works. Why it is that the Avelis is knocked out by the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. So I think we could perhaps explain as follows. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, there's two dinim when it comes to Simchas Yantav. There's Simchas Yantav, which is intrinsic to the day, that the day is a Yom Simcha. Then there's the chiyuv of Simchas Yantav, which emanates from the Mikdash. Let me prove this to you. So for example, when does the mitzvah Simchas Yantav begin in the base of Mikdash? Mitzvah Simchas Yantav apply the first night of Yantav? It doesn't, right? The Chiyuv of Simchas Yantav only applies the first day of Yantav. But I have a question. When does Avelis knocked out? The second Yantav begins the night. Right? So how can it be that Yantav knocks out the Avelis at the very beginning if, according to the Gemara, Simchas Yantav doesn't even begin until the next day? Right, you hear the Gasha? No, so you see that the point, there's two dinim when it comes to Simchas Yantav. So the Simchas Yantav, which emanates from the Mikdash, so that might only apply starting the first day of Yantav and during the daytime. But the fact that the day is Mugdar as a Yom Simcha, that starts the very second the Yantav starts. They say, Rasalvechik said a similar, he had a similar idea. Rasalvechik is bad for Kashi. He says, I don't understand. If the entire mitzvah of Simchas Yantav is just to eat meat and drink wine, so why not eat meat and drink wine and still do your Avelis? Why is it a steer? So he said, no. Because when it comes to Avelis, it's a kimsha belief. The mitzvah Simchas Yantav is also a kimsha belief. It's an internal feeling. And it's not possible for the two feelings to coincide together, so one gives away to the other. Therefore, the mitzvah Simchas Yantav overrides the kimsha belief of the Avelis. That's how Salvechik explained. So therefore, it's not possible for the two to coexist. So therefore, Simchas Yantav comes and knocks away the Avelis. So perhaps also a riot to this, so it's interesting. So the Rambam says when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, why is it that we don't really say how in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So what does the Rambam say? Yimei Simcha Yaseira. Or why not Yimei Simcha Yaseira? No, because that's the point. I mean, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Mishnah teaches that they still knock out Avelis. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though there's Rosh Hashanah, again, some big machlokes in the Rishonim, but whatever, there's a mitzvah Simchas Yantav. Yom Kippur, Pashtus, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's probably there's no mitzvah Simchas Yantav. It's also to eat, right? So why is Yom Kippur able to knock out the Avelis? We discussed this? Yeah, because Yom Kippur itself is a day. The day itself is intrinsic. The day itself intrinsically is still Yom Shel Simcha, so therefore has the ability to knock out the Avelis the second Yom Kippur begins. It's the same idea. I mean, but when the Ram says that they're not Yimei Simcha Yaseir, the Ram's getting at this point, that meaning that they're not days of extra Simcha, but they're still the day itself intrinsically a day of Simcha. I mean, they don't have the din of the Simcha of the Mikdash, but they still have the din of Simcha Mitzad. They're still days of Simcha, so therefore it's able to override the Avelis.
You're saying because there's no Korban Chagiga,
so
that's why it's not
inside the Mikdash. Yeah, I mean, there's no Korban Simcha, no Korban Chagiga, there's no Mitzvah, Valil, Rego, etc. Okay, good. Okay, so I guess maybe we'll just try to go in order maybe of the Yom Tovim. So maybe we'll first start with Pesach and just go with how the Avelis ends, when does it end. So this gets very complicated very quickly. So the question becomes like this. So a person, let's say a person is buried whatever, 2 days before Pesach. So when does the Avelis end? So this is a major machlokes in Rishonim. So you'd think that the Avelis is going to end. The simple understanding, and this seems to be pashtus, is that the Avelis ends the second Pesach begins. What's the problem? The Tashbitz brings down, though, that the Avelis ends on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why does it end on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because in times of the Beis Hamikdash was the Yontif, they say how they brought the Korban Pesach. There's some malach, etc. So it says the Tashbitz, no Avelis stops Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So here's where things are complicated, because there are more Paskins like this Tashbitz. There are more seems like it. The Beis Yosef thinks it's like crazy. Like the Beis Yosef rejects it. The Shach argues under Rambam. The Shach thinks that Avelis ends, the second Pesach begins, not that ends on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Grav holds like the Rambam. The Grav holds like the Rambam that on Erev Pesach, Avelis stops after Chatzos. And what's the Grav's proof? So one of the proofs that the Grav brings is that in Parshas Emor, when the Torah delineates the various Mo'adim, what's mentioned there? What's mentioned as one of the Mo'adim? The day we bring the Korban Pesach. So the day we bring the Korban Pesach, in a certain sense, is considered to be a Mo'ad. It's considered to be a Yontif. So therefore, according to the Vilna Gaon, Erev Pesach after Chatzos has the ability to knock out Avelis. So the question is, first of all, who do we paskin like? So we assume, we reject, even though normally we follow the Shach and there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach for Yerodeh, but here the poskim assume, the Lach falls the Divrei Mekel B'Avol, so the poskim assume like the Ramah and the Gra, that Erev Pesach at Chatzos knocks out the Yantiv, and knocks out the Avelis. Now the question though is, does it knock out Shiva, or is it also knock out, I mean, is it only knock out Shloshim? Was also knock out Shiva, so I'll explain. So meaning, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that when we assume that Erev Pesach knocks out Avelus, that only is true if a person was buried at least 7 days beforehand, and therefore knock out Shloshim. But Erev Pesach does not have the ability, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to knock out Shiva. To knock out Shiva, you need the full Yontif. That's what he says. Now the Chochmas Adam argues, the Chai Adam, the Chochmas Adam, he says that's not true. He thinks that knocks out Shiva, everything is knocked out on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's what we assume. I mean, we assume like this Chochmas Adam.
And knocks away Shloshim, it counts as 7 days. And Shloshim, right, knocks away.
Yeah, you know, so meaning what we know, so it would get rid of, meaning it would get rid of 7 days. After Chatzos, so meaning if a person is in Shiva, and then Erev Pesach after Chatzos would happen, so what would happen is that would count 7 days, then you count another 7 days or 8 days in Chutz Arts for Pesach, then you count 15 days after that for the end of Shloshim. Yeah. Now, I guess just to understand this machlokes, I guess maybe we'll speak this out for a second. So this is probably very difficult, right? Meaning, they explain the sheet of the Ma and the Gra, which is how we pass in the halacha. Like, I still don't have this 100% clear. Like, why should it be that Erev Pesach after Chatzos should knock out the Avelis? Meaning, it might be a Yantif, but it's a fundamentally different Yantif than all the other Yom Tovim. I mean, even going to Talmud, there's an Issa Melacha in the Beis Hamikdash, there's Issa Melacha and there's Halo, but at the end of the day, there's no Chiyuv to bring Korban Simcha. Right? There's no... it's a fundamental meaning. The Simcha of Erev Pesach, who says that there's Simcha after Erev Pesach, after Chatzos? So meaning, even though Rishonim use a language of Yantif when it comes to Erev Pesach, I don't know, it's... It definitely requires a hesber. It definitely needs a hesber. Why would it be that Erev Pesach after Chatzos should be able to knock out the Avelis? Because according to what we said earlier, again, you don't have to accept it. I mean, if you like this idea that the day is intrinsic, I mean, when Yantiv is intrinsically a day of Simcha, that can't coincide with Avelis. So why should that be true when it comes to Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Unless you assume maybe it is. Maybe you could say, yeah, in Echonami, Erev Pesach after Chatzos really is a day of Yontif. Really is a day that there's an inherent simcha to the day. Okay, you're going to tell me that there's no mitzvah to bring Korban Simcha? Great, okay, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also, there's no chiyuv to bring Korban Simcha. So you'd assume, you could say that. I'm saying that's a big chiddush, just tongue. I mean, that's like a very strong emphasis on the Yontif aspect of Erev Pesach, and our Rishonim seem like this, like the Rambam, for example. The Rambam came up with a massive Chiddush. The Rambam thought that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is comparable to Chol Moed. Right? The Rambam says that we can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos like Chol Moed, and he says for two reasons, because there's Shchitas Korban Pesach and you bring the Korban Chagiga. The Gemara in Pesachim just says it's also to do Malacha, but it doesn't say, meaning the Rambam compares it to Chol Moed.
Right, but you're always doing Malacha Erev Pesach. I mean, you have to get ready.
After Chatzos, whatever's also to do on Chol Moed, according to the Rambam, you can't do an Erev Pesach after Chatzos.
We
assume like that halacha, meaning if something's also to do on Chol Moed, so for example, halacha l'maisa, a person should not get their haircut on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, right? Meaning it's also to get a haircut on Chol Moed. So the postman.
You have to do something else, like writing things. Like, you're not supposed to write correctly, like, but you have to write whatever reason.
Yeah, no, so in a, according to the Rambam, now again, it could be, we assume, meaning the Rambam held that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the same din as Chol Moed. The other posts are a little bit more lean. I mean, the other Rishonim don't assume like this big credit. I mean, they assume that it's also Dimah, but they assume, okay, you should try to like Chol Moed, but I mean, they don't accept this chesh, it's mamish like Chol Moed. But no, according to Rambam, it's also in Chol Moed, you really can't do an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Even though nowadays it's just a zecher for what they did in the Mikdash, but according to the Rambam, we treat it the same way. Let's shoot this Rambam. So anyway, but according to the Gra and the Ramo, essentially you're going to have to come up with some chiddush to explain the whole lumdus of why it would be that Erev Pesach after Chatzos has the ability to knock out Avelus, and inherently there's some sort of simcha in Erev Pesach itself after Chatzos that it's able to knock out the Avelus. Again, the Shach and the Beis Yosef who argue just say like who's that?
They said Hallel.
Okay, they said Hallel. Okay, good. But what about Pesach Sheni? You know, Pesach Sheni, they also said Hallel with the Chanukah too. Hey, Chanukah. Okay, we'll get there. Pashtus Chanukah is. Okay, we'll get to Chanukah. Pashtus Chanukah is not in the Vatel of Beis. But, okay. Okay, good. Okay, so again, a little bit sarcastic on why Erev Pesach knocks out the Avelus according to the Gra and the Ma. Again, you don't have to say some sort of shtickle terror to explain that it's really Erev Pesach after Chatzos. This is a day of Simcha. There is intrinsic Simcha that therefore has the ability to knock out the Avelus. Halacha l'maisa, we are knowing that Avelus stops after Erev Pesach at Chatzos. And we really seem like the Chachmas are on that's like completely Erev, for Shiva, Shoshim, whatever, then you're good to go. Okay, the next Yontif, I guess, after that is Shavuos. So how does it work when it comes to Shavuos? So Shavuos of a person, Rechmon Letzan, be nifter within 7 days of Shavuos. So Shavuos would knock out Shiva. Shavuos counts as 7 days now towards the Shloshim. Then you'd only have to count 16 days after Shavuos to complete the Shloshim. No, so the Gemara explains as follows. I mean, the Gemara in Mod Katan, Daf Chav Dalet, explains that since you have 7 days to bring the Tashlumi, you can bring the Korbanos of Shavuos for 7 days. So Shavuos counts as 7 days towards the Shloshim. So meaning, when the second Yantav Shavuos starts, that knocks out Shavuot, that counts as 7 days at that point. I mean, that you got 7 days. That already counts as 7 days. It doesn't make a difference. 2 days before, 5 days before, whatever. That's 7 days. Shavuos itself cancels another 7 days. And then afterwards, you only have to wait 16 days. I mean, you don't have to count 16 days, which I think would end up being Chav Beis even, I think, right? Does that make sense? Yeah, I think so, right? So meaning, it's always going to end up on being Chav Beis even. So that's in terms of Shavuos.
Oh, so knocking away Shiva in 7 days and then Shavuos itself is another.
Yeah, Shavuos is always another 7 days.
Does it matter what if it was more than 7 days before?
Then Shavuos would just knock out Shloshim completely. Entirely. Yeah, meaning if it was 7 days before, if a person's had Shiva and they got up with Shiva on Erev Shavuos, let's say, then Shavuos would come and just knock out Shloshim.
That's just a special then, even though the numbers don't
add up. Yeah, I mean, always. Meaning, the Gemara says, if Yontif occurs within Shiva and acts at Shiva. If Yantif, let's say you already passed Shiva, but it's before Shloshim, and so then Yantif comes and acts at the Shloshim.
Okay.
And then the Yantif always will knock out the Shloshim. So therefore it's going to knock out Shavuos. That's how Shavuos will knock out the Shloshim and the Shiva.
So then knocks away even more than 7 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so then it just gets rid of that. Now, also, again, it doesn't always knock away everything. So this is also things are complicated. So some dinim are totally on Shloshim. Other things are dependent on, like, 30 days. So, for example, I'll just say Machlokes between Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Yosef Lieberman, Mishnas Yosef. So let's say about when it comes to Din Kedima, when it comes to Kaddish. So we know that, so the halacha is as follows. So who gets the Amud and Shol? So we see the halacha that person who is within Shiva, they have first rights to the Amud and Shol. So let's take the following case. Let's say a person was nifter 2 days before Shavuos, then Shavuos comes and knocks out the Shiva. So the next day they're davening in Shul. Do they have the right to get the Amud?
If what? There's someone else who.
So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held that Shloshim, meaning if Yantif comes and knocks out Shloshim, then that's not true though when it comes to the right to say Kaddish from the Amud. Meaning, let's take the following case. I mean, let's say there's a conflict, or halacha. Let's say you have two people who want to say Kaddish from the Amud, or two people want to be Chazan. Let's say someone's within Shloshim, and someone who's within the year of Avelis. So who gets first, right?
Shloshim.
The person who's within Shloshim. So let's say the Shloshim was ended by Yantif. Let's say the Shloshim was ended by Shavuos. So who gets to be the Chazan? So Yaakov Kamenetsky said that if it's still within 30 days of the burial, then you still have the first right for Kaddish. Because in Kaddish, within the first 30 days, he didn't think it was dependent on the halachic Shloshim. Just felt that, like, with the first 30 days of after the burial, you should get first right to say Kaddish. The Mishnah Yosef disagreed. Versus Lieberman disagreed. Versus Lieberman held no. You thought that Kaddish was dependent on halachic Shloshim. If halachic Shloshim is done, then you're right to say Kaddish and Amud also is also ended. I have a feeling that people are knowing not like that. I think people follow Yaakov Kamenetsky in this one, but you know, I guess every show has different policies. I don't know. I don't know what the minhagim of what. I'm not sure what the minhagim of shows are. I guess if anyone knows. Okay. But also, it's not for me. Let's say also like lahalacha. Let's say again, haircut. Meaning, a post can point out that when it comes to Aviv Imo, so when is a person allowed to get a haircut after Aviv Imo, and actually Gerbo Chaviv, until their friends say that they need to get a haircut. So, I mean, just because Yantif comes doesn't go and get rid of that then. Right? Yantif's not going to get rid of that. It's just so if they're going to wait the shear of actually Gerbo Chavirov for it to end, right? in order for a person to be able to get a haircut after that. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Okay, so that's in terms of Shavuos. So let's go Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah, again, we'll knock out Shiva. Yom Kippur will come and knock out Shloshim. There's a big machlokes in the Gaonim. The Bahag had a wild chiddush, had a big, all the Rishonim argue on this Bahag. The Bahag held that it's not, you can't use this kula twice. Meaning, it can't be that one Yantif will knock out Shiva and another Yantif will knock out Shloshim. The Bahag held that you only can do it once. So Rosh Hashanah, he said, we'll knock out Shiva. And then you have to count Shloshim after that. Meaning, you didn't feel that Yom Kippur is able to knock out Shloshim. But all the Rishonim assume that it's not true. That if Shiva is knocked out, then the next Yantif could still knock out Shloshim. So that would occur Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And then things also get complicated before. So Sukkot and Shemitah Tzeis is also complicated. So Sukkot is going to knock out Shiva, and you count another 7 days of Chol Hamoed towards the Shloshim. The Gemara says that Shemitah Tzeis cancels another day, 7 days towards Shloshim, because Shemitah Tzeis is never, it's a regular thing. Also, the Gemara says that Shemitah Tzeis is independent from Sukkot in six aspects, in Pezah Kashiv. So the Rishonim have a big machlokas. What the Reish stands for, it stands for Ragel. So being a time held, and I mean, the Rishonim will assume that just the question is, I mean, the Rishonim will agree to the din. The question is just what the Reish stands for. Being a time held, the Shmira Tzitzis is a Ragel with my Atzmo in terms of knocking out Avelis. That Shmini Atzeres is going to knock out 7 days of Shloshim because it's independent Yantif. So meaning, so what would happen is now Sukkos is going to, the first day of Sukkos is going to knock out 7 days. You're going to count another 7 days for Chol Moed. Then you're going to get another 7 days for Shmini Atzeres. Then Simchas Torah is going to count as another day, and it's 22 days. And then 8 days later is going to be the end of Shloshim at Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Does that make sense? So the Rosh, they're all the Rishonim Bava Kashas, so they don't understand. Meaning, if every single Yantif has the ability to knock out Shloshim, so Sukkah should knock out Shiva and Shmir Tzeres should knock out Shloshim. Why is it the Shmir Tzeres one counts the 7 days towards Shloshim? Meaning, Shmir Tzeres should completely knock out the Shloshim. That's what the Rosh says. So the Rosh says, no, because he didn't do any Nihug of Shloshim, so therefore Shmir Tzeres doesn't have the ability to knock out Shloshim. Now, this is a very fundamental principle. The post can point out that in order for a Yontif to be able to knock out Shiva or Shloshim, there has to be some sort of Niyug Avelus before the Shiva or Shloshim. So if there's no Niyug Avelus, then the Yontif doesn't have the ability to knock out the Avelus. And it's also a big machlokes, for example, like what counts as a Niyug Avelus? Is it something, has to be something active or something passive? So for example, the Aruch HaShulchan held, let's say a person decides to stop learning Torah before Yontif. Does that count as a Niyug Avelus? Because that's not an active form of Niyug. An active form of Avelus would be like taking off a person taking off their shoes. Let's say a person just stops learning Torah. Is that enough? So Aruch HaShulchan held it is. Other posts can assume no. Other posts can assume it has to be an active form of Niyug Avelus to cut off the Shiva Shloshim, not passive. But posts can assume they're Meikle. They assume any form of Niyug, if a person does anything that demonstrates the Avelus, and that's enough to cut off Shiva Shloshim. So when it comes to Shmir Atzeres, a person's not doing anything to indicate the fact that they're in Shloshim. All right, person, don't tell me a person's not shaving, getting a haircut. Great, but you can't do that whole mode anyway. So, therefore, you're not doing anything to indicate the fact that you're in Shloshim. So, therefore, the post can point out that Shmir Atzeres can't knock out all Shloshim. One can count 7 days towards Shloshim.
If he doesn't listen to music,
Achamoy. What?
What if he doesn't listen to music,
Achamoy? Yeah, so what?
Wouldn't that count as something, doing something
else
passive to the...
Because he doesn't listen to music.
Actually, I don't know if that's really one of the
Avelis. No, that's a shayla. It's not so posha. Avos not allowed to listen to music. It's all separate. It's a separate chumrah. Not chumrah. Okay, it's a whole separate discussion about whether an Avos allowed to listen to music or not within the year.
Maybe you'll get to this, but is this related to the fact that I think there's, I heard there's a machlokas if Avelis starts in the middle of Cholamoy on Sugya Sif, Shmini Atzeres counts as, like, if that knocks away, or that counts as seven days, or not?
Yeah, towards Shloshim, yeah. So Hagos Mamonios, yeah, very important. So the Morecha, yeah, this gets very complicated. So if a person's buried on Cholamoy Sukkos, so in that case, the Hagos Mamonios and the Morecha and Tosos bring down that Shmini Atzeres doesn't count as 7 days, it only counts as 1 day towards Shloshim. So meaning Shmini Atzeres only counts as 7 days towards Shloshim if it's the burial happened before. Certainly, meaning if the burial occurred in Chol Moed, then Shmini Atzeres at that point, since the Avelus isn't starting till after Shmini Atzeres, then Shmini Atzeres doesn't have the ability to knock out 7 days of Shloshim. Yeah, it gets complicated.
Isn't Yom Tov Sheni count as a day of Shloshim?
Yes, Yom Tov Sheni does count as a day of Shloshim, yeah. Yeah, but meaning, but the Shmir Tzeres in that case, it counts 1 day. It's not going to count as 7 days towards the Avelis. Yeah. Okay, it's a good point. Yeah, it's complicated.
Chol Moed itself
wouldn't
count.
No, it would count.
For Shloshim?
Yeah, it would count. Yeah, I mean, you count those days, you count Shmir Tzeres. I mean, but it just counts as 1 day. It's not.
So the count of Shloshim will start before Shiva?
Yeah. Yeah. Shloshim goes from the Yom Kippur. Okay, good. Okay, I guess the next Yantif is Chanukah. So what about Chanukah? It says, Chanukah, what's the din of Chanukah? So there is a Shittim Yishon. We do not pass him like this. The Shibbol HaLeket held that Chanukah doesn't knock away Avelus, but it would be like Shabbos. in the sense that we're only knowing Dvarim Shevet Sina. We're not going to do public forms of Avelos and Chanukah. That's what the Shibboleth like is. We show him that definitely is not like that. You know, even though the Rambam was the Rambam, how does the Rambam define Chanukah? He says it's Yimei Halav and Simcha, but okay, it's still not. It's definitely, there's no Simchas Yantif, so the Rishonim assume, they all argue, the Rishonim, we assume the Halacha that there's normal Avelos when it comes to Chanukah. I mean, Chanukah isn't, it's not Milan, not Milrid. It's completely normal Avelos. When it comes to Purim is more complicated, so this is a big Machlokes in Rishonim. So there's a Sefer Mikzos. So the Rosh quotes from the Sefer Mikzos. He held that Purim knocks away Shiva the same way any other Yantif knocks away Shiva. That's the opinion of the Sefer Mikzos. So what's Pshat? So the Shiltos explains, because the Megillah says that Purim is Yimei Simcha Mishta. Since Purim is Yimei Simcha Mishta, so therefore it's like Yantif, and therefore has the ability to knock out Shiva. That's what he says. So the Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't like it at all. He doesn't like it at all. He doesn't think why Purim should be any different than Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. The Lechem Mishnah explains, no, the difference is obvious, because when it comes to Purim, it says he made Simcha Mishnah, so it's much different than Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. That's what the Sefer Mikzos says. So I heard today, I was eating lunch, Baruch Leib Kalman was there. So Baruch Leib Kalman is an expert in all sorts of random Jewish history. So he told me, apparently, okay, anyone who's listening to this and why you told her, please do not accuse me for giving an academic chat for the Sefer Mikzos, but this is a fascinating tidbit of information I heard today. So Baruch Leib Kalman told me, apparently, there's a big machlokes in the Gaonim, between the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael and the Gaonim in Bavel about a lot of things. I didn't know anything, but I had no idea this existed, but apparently there are all these Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael, and they got into a big fights with the Gaonim in Bavel. So one of the big fights apparently the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael held that Purim, there are no Issur Melach on Purim, that they treated Purim like a complete yantif for Issur Melach on everything. And the Gaonim in Bavel made the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael put a stop to it. Meaning they put a stop to the practice of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael of keeping Purim like a complete yantif. No, so it's apparently it's based off the Yerushalmi. He's telling me it's based off the Yerushalmi that says that, it has to be Issur Melach and everything. So, okay, it could be, so if you assume like that, right? I mean, if you're assuming like these Shita and the Gaonim, that the Purim is like Mamash like a Yantif and Issur Melach and everything, so it makes a lot of sense then why it would be the knockout of Avelos. You don't like it. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what
Okay,
is.
Could be. He's
what? He's
in
Eretz Yisrael?
He's in North Africa.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying there was a Mahal, meaning, there was a Shita apparently Gaonim. There were Gaonim that held the poem really mamish is like Yantif.
Okay.
Okay, could be, I don't know. Okay, maybe not. Maybe it's a bad shot. Okay. Fine. So that's the Sefer Mikzos. That was the everyone argues on this. Everyone disagrees with this. So the Arab, but there's a machlokes. So Shiloh is what they're on Purim and on Shushan Purim. Do we treat them like Shabbos, or do we treat them like just normal days? So the Ramah paskins that we treat Purim like Shabbos and Shushan Purim, that meaning that Dvarim Shabbat Sina are noeg, but the Avos allowed to go out publicly. So I mean, obviously, assume halacha, and Avos we assume halacha, then Avos can go to Shul on Purim because there's no Avos Pahasya on Purim. So that's what we assume. I think for Sfarim as well. I think for Sfarim as well, the Minog is pretty make about this now. Even though Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch assumes he doesn't bring down this cooler, but I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, that the Sfarim are knowing, meaning they also knowing to be lenient about this, and they would go to, meaning they assume like the Ramah, that we
all. Wait, if there's no Avelur on Purim, what if an Avel goes to Shul and then he's handed like all this Avel Shabbat Sina? Like,
Meshach Wanus. Yeah, so that's another issue. I mean, whether a person should give an Avel. It's not only a question on... Yeah, so definitely during Shiva, it's not appropriate to give an Avel or Matana. Okay.
He goes to Shul and he can't...
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, okay, I don't know. You should try to make it people aware that they shouldn't give him... meaning generally the minhag is to give, just give it to the family, meaning you, if a person is an avel, you're not supposed to give an avel gift. So the post can recommend, so you don't give it to the avel, you just give it to the entire family, and like, you're not giving it to any specific person. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, I don't know, try to come up with ways of avoiding. Yeah, it's not so glad. Yeah, again, now the post can point out, let's say there's only two people in Tai Tan. Right, this occurred. The Piscicchio was the post, I think, no, Maria Sanders' discussion. So you only have two people in Tai Tan, and one of them's an Ovo on Purim. So what should you do? So he says, in that case, fine. If you don't have a choice, you have no choice. So give them the Chalkmanis. But, if we do have a choice, then we try not to give the Avel the Shachmanis. Okay, good? Okay, so that's in terms of how Shiv and Shloshim are affected by Yantif.
What about Shushan Purim?
Shushan Purim. Oh, no, so Shushan Purim also is like Purim, meaning we treat Shushan Purim like Purim in the sense that Dvarim Shibit Sina are not our knowing, but Avel's Bifrasis.
Like, Rivier quotes
Matzeb
Esmosha, which is the Hayadam,
but it's
not true. Oh, it's
not true. But I don't know how we pass. Oh, no, it could be wrong. Maybe it could be wrong. Actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we pass about Shushan Purim. I thought in Shushan Purim, it could be you're right. I found Shushan Purim more Mekel, but it could be wrong. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know if there are Mosses, but it's just Rivier quotes.
Ramad says Shupurim and Shishan Purim.
Right, so actually, I don't know how we pass.
I'm not sure. Do you know? Do you know? I'm not sure. Passing about Shishan Purim. Shishan Purim is like, Purim, where it's like, Chol.
Someone's in
Yishalayim. For sure, someone's in Yishalayim. No, for sure, if someone's in Yishalayim, then they would not be knowing Avelis on Purim. The question is, somewhere in America, I'm saying someone in New York City, on Shushan Purim, can they go shul or should they, I'm not sure. You're looking it up?
Try.
Okay, look it up, good. Yes, yeah, so I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Anyone know? Yeah, what does it say? It up, see. Let's see, what does it say here? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm not so sure about Shushan Purim. Okay, just points. So when does the Avelis start? So the big Shaila and the Gaonim held that, and the Ramban held like this, right? So let's say a person, like, so a lot of times they used to do burials on Yom Tov, right? They would bury the bodies on Yom Tov itself. So when does the Avelis start? Does the Avelis start Yom Tov Sheni, or does it start after Yom Tov? So the Gaonim held that if the burial occurred in Yom Tov Sheni, so Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Yom Tov Sheni is a Din Derabanan. Therefore, the Din Daraisa of Avelis is going to override the Din Derabanan of Yom Tov. Now, if it happened on Yom Tov Rishon, then Yom Tov Rishon would be Daraisa, Avelis would be Daraisa, so the Yom Tov would override the Avelis. So this is a wild shit that we showed. This is the Shulchan for Jaxus, meaning we assume a halacha. Even though it could be, the Rishon point out that even though it could be that Avelis Yontev Rishon is Daraisa, and Shiva is, and Yontev Shein is only Din Derabanan, but the Din Derabanan will override the Din Daraisa. We assume Shaiva Taisa Adif, better for a person to not observe Avelis and Yom Tov Sheni, even if it means that they're negating the Torah mitzvah of Avelis.
It's possible that it's not there. Well, I think possible that Avelis is not there,
right? Oh, yeah, you know, for Ashkenazim. But I'm saying, if you assume like the sheet doesn't be shown, Meaning for Ashkenazim, we follow the Bali Tosas. Of Bali Tosas, the Bali Tosas assume that the first day of Yontif is only there to begin with. But if you assume that, you know, so we adopt halach, we adopt like a compromise opinion, meaning we still count that as the first day of Shiva. Meaning, so if a person, so if the burial occurred in Chol Moed, so we still allow Yontif Sheni to count as day one, even though they're not, you're not knowing Gavilis, but we still allow Yontif Sheni to count as day one when it comes to Shiva. And still, we still allow it to count as the first day of Shiva. So we adapt the kulot on the other end. And the reason for this the post can bring down is because the halacha follows the divrei mekel b'avel. So if we'll be mekel and cut off one day, if we can.
There's no
avilus b'tzina. Again, it's a big shaila when it comes to yantif. What avilus b'tzina is an issa, for example, Talmud Torah and yantif. So it's a big din in poskim the pischachu quotes from ish das that Talmud Torah is mutter. He felt and chacham tzviha like this it's mutter for an avel on yantif to learn Torah. The Magen Ram is machmer. He felt that Talmud Torah is aser, but Rav Moshe Feinstein held that we're mekel. Meaning Rav Moshe held that the minhag be mekel about it. That we what?
Why? Because it's very
Yeah, no, because Simchas Yantif, meaning Simchas Yantif, and,
Okay.
That's what Moshe says. That's what Paschal's Halacha. Yeah. Okay, any last questions? Or last sighs? Okay, so it's only Sharon Simchas. I don't know if it says us. Moshe's tshuva.